So I'm one of those persons. After I write or record, not really when I write, but definitely when I record, whenever I record something, I always go back and listen to it. I critique myself for my presentation, for my articulation, for I do a lot of self-criticism and analytics on myself. So because I'm always looking to improve. How is my closings? How's my openings? Am I stalling? Am I using the word too many times? Anything like that. And I always pick one thing, the most annoying thing about me. This is how I do it. This is the juice. I find the most annoying thing about me. And I note it. I'm like, all right, so my next goal when I record again is to fix the most annoying thing about me. And then I'll go back and I will find the most annoying thing about me. And it's either the same thing and I'll critique it and I'll polish it down to until it's gone, or I'll find something new. And when you this is something I love. I love mastering my weaknesses. Everyone talks about focus on your strengths. No. That is not what you do. You don't have to focus on your strengths. If you are focusing on your strength, then your weakness is your insecurity of your weaknesses. And that's really what you need to work on. Literally, get your pen out, put your notebook out, write that down. If you are focusing, did you write it down? Because I'm going slow so you can write this down. If you are focusing on your strengths, your weakness is your insecurity over your weaknesses. So now you have a problem. If your weakness is being bothered and feeling insecure because you have weaknesses, that is your weakness that you need to work on. You need to focus on your weaknesses and let your strengths carry you without effort, because that's really, really the secret. That's how I am different. Everybody else only focuses on their strengths. I have never in my life focused on my strengths. You got a strength? Good for you, I say to myself. I don't need you. You can carry yourself. You don't need my attention. Go take care of your brothers. And then I focus on my weaknesses, knowing that my strengths have got my back. So I'm a really strong writer. So I don't have to work on writing. That's not work. My writing just does itself. It just takes care of itself. I had to work on my public speaking. Not really. I figured that out when I was 8. So let's try something different. I had to work on my social skills. That was hard. I had to work at that. And once I figured out the formula, I was able to correct the formula, apply it, and then I'm good. Formulas are my strength. So you don't have to, your strengths are what's given to you. Those are your gifts. So you can work on your weaknesses. But if you have a weakness of ignoring your weakness, of feeling insecure because you even have weaknesses, then that's going to be a problem. Because then you'll have a blind spot and you'll never work on your weaknesses. If you don't work on your weaknesses, you never grow. Your strengths get stronger and stronger, but those aren't work. That's cheating. You can't do that. Because then you will be absolutely imbalanced. You need to focus on your weaknesses. What is your greatest weakness? Now, I'm going to show you what I did. I focused on my greatest weakness. I figured this out when I was around 5 years old. Focus on the greatest weakness. Where do you need to improve? And you work on it. You perfect it. You make it a strength. After you make it a strength and you master it, you choose your next weakness. You choose the thing you are the most worst at. You polish that. You perfect it. You master it until it's a strength. Okay, great. Now, what's the next one? Eventually, approximately 40 years, you run out of weaknesses. You don't have any. This is really how I did it. Now I'm going to tell you right now, learn formulas. Learn formulas. Because when you learn formulas, oh, you're set. That is like easily one of the most solid things you can get. As soon as you've got formula figured out, and on all of my work focuses on formula, all of my work, I have classes that train you and teach you how to use formulas, how to find them, how to build them. And then I give you all of the formulas. That way you can just use a formula and you'll be fine. So, and then if I don't have the formula, you can just make up your own. But I show you how to do that. You need formula living. It's amazing. I have a cookbook. It's literally like, these are the recipes, people. These are the recipes. This is how you create food recipes. And that's the difference. That is the difference. So once you figure all this out and you just focus on your weaknesses, eventually you run out of weaknesses. And eventually everyone thinks you're a superhero and it's awesome and you're popular. It's wonderful. You're never popular. Maybe you are. I don't know. But you're at this point, bringing it back around, where you have all these things about you that you want to build up. And whenever I do these things, I go back and I'm always looking for my weaknesses. I'm always looking where I could focus. And it's funny because one of my videos, I make it very clear. Maybe it was over a philosophical coffee. I make this comment that I love this. I say, I will never do an opening or a close because I just don't, I'm not good at them. I don't, they feel fake to me. And that's the difference. It's not that I'm bad at them. I'm bad at being fake. That's really what it is. I am terrible at being fake. And opening and closing sounds fake. I cannot make that sound real because it's not. It's not improvised. It's I don't do them because it's just fake. So that's not something I value. I don't value being fake. So I'm not going to sit there and work on how to be fake and how to lie and how to be inauthentic because it's not what I value. So I'm sitting here going back on my videos and listening to them, and I'm talking about Brain to Books, the Cyber Convention, and this cracks me up. I'm getting deep into, it was real, the unicorn was real, I had it in my hand. And that launched my pursuit of the Holy Grail. Now, as soon as I said that, I launched into this whole, what is the Holy Grail? And I went into a whole tangent that led me down the history of Magian. And then I got to that point where I was like, well, great. Now I got a 45-minute video. I can't post this over in philosophical coffee because scientists are so close-minded. But it's okay because I have this podcast is not a conspiracy for this occasion. And that's it. I have this occasion. So I immediately thought, well, there you go. I'm just going to have to put this under this podcast is not a conspiracy. I love this podcast idea. I went through a political rage. We all have been there recently. And I just had an outlet. I needed an outlet. So I was on my YouTube channel and I did this podcast is not a conspiracy. And I did a whole lot of venting. And I don't know what's going on. I think it's because there's an algorithm. And I don't like competition. I don't play that game. So when I'm sitting here inside of this thing, inside of YouTube, that's the thing. I don't deal with their shit. The whole, oh, you need this algorithm. You need this. You need to sell your kidney. You need to, you know, sacrifice your third child, full moon. I don't do algorithms like that. That is math abuse. So I don't do that. So I'm the person with 1,800 videos and 650 followers and no viewing. And I don't care. So I post my podcasts on my websites and I get traffic. It's weird. My websites get traffic and I don't care. I'm getting traffic. People are going there. It's awesome. It's sufficient for me. I'm happy. And my content is exclusive on my website. You're not getting it anywhere else. You are not getting my stuff anywhere else. I've got 4 books on Amazon and that's it. And you're not getting any of my other books anywhere else but on my websites. So my websites are very exclusive. You're on my website. Good for you. I'm going to reward you. Because you're not getting them anywhere else. And I have a city and I have a circuit and I love it. So This is where it got really interesting because I have this thing, and I've got a lot built up, and this is really this massive drawback of what I am. This is really a huge problem is when you know how to learn everything and you do, and you know the mathematical formulas for everything, suddenly you do get to a point where you learn almost everything. And you're at a point where, first of all, no, it's never boring. I got to say that. No, it's never boring. No, I did go through a period where I was going, oh my God, what if I run out of something to learn? Not a problem. I did have that fear for a while, and you cannot run out of anything to learn because there's just more disciplines after this grassy knoll. There's always going to be more academic disciplines. They are infinite. I'm telling you right now, they are infinite. There is no end to the academic disciplines. There will always be more to learn, so don't worry about that. Once I got to that point, and I realized that there's always going to be more to learn, I was able to relish this and be like, oh, okay. And now I live in Universe B now, because Universe B is amazing. Universe A is the foundation. It's the basic. It is Universe Building 101, how to live inside of a universe, and then how to run and operate a little universe. Then Universe B comes along, how to build your own universe from scratch, universe cultivation. This is the shit I get to learn now, universe cultivation. Oh, joy of all joys, universe cultivation. This is the stuff I live for. So I'm sitting here now in like my classes, 101 universe cultivation, how to start a universe seed. Yes, a universe seed. It's a real thing. And oh my God, I love the stuff that I'm learning. And I'm putting this all together. I'm building the structures and I'm like, all right, so I need to put the physics over here and how to write your own laws of physics in your own universe. I'm excited. I've got the best fucking life. So I'm sitting here like, those are my problems. Those are my problems, okay? and then this is it. So I'm sitting here like going, okay, all right. So do I want to build up a new physics structure, or do I want to build an entirely new universe off of a completely different set of physics? Now, before we can begin, I have to ask the question, where is this other physics culture going to exist? Well, that's easy. You're just going to put it in another solar system. Do I want all the solar systems to exist on the same laws of physics? Well, let's hypothesize this. What if, and then you start to go through all of the different possibilities of all of the different ways that the systems could interact with each other and create a massive, you know, worlds colliding. I mean, real worlds are colliding in this case. So part of me wants to say, you know, for safety purposes, let's keep it all on the same physics line. But another part of me wants to go, yeah, but what if, you know, we could. So I'm going, let's master the basics first. And let's master universe containment. That's a great idea. Universe containment. Like a marble. Put every universe inside of its own marble. That'll work. And that way, the universe can never escape its own little, cute little universe, and it cannot harm or interact with another universe that might be incompatible with it. So I'm building marbles, and I am thinking about the end of Men in Black. I am thinking about stuff like that. So I'm going, okay, all right, cool. So this is Universe B stuff. Now, this is the fun part. And this is where I then, like, that's me in the macro, and then I zoom down, and now I'm, like, in the meta, and I'm walking around, and people are like, what do you do for a living? I don't do anything for my living. I live. That's not something I have to negotiate to get. I naturally have. My living is my birthright. I don't do anything for my living. I have it. So that's me with small talk. How are you? How am I what? How am I doing? Doing what? What am I doing? How am I doing what exactly? What are you trying to say? So these are my other problems. So one of my weaknesses is socializing. One of my weaknesses is learning how to talk to the humans. Another one of my weakness is trying to find that right balance of being realistic with them, not blowing their minds with, you know, Universe B talk, and being honest and authentic while also trying to not terrify them with my day-to-day existence and life. So life is very interesting for me. And then I lay awake at night and I think, I don't want to die. I really don't want to die. You know why I don't want to die? Not because I'm afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death. I don't want to die because I don't want to do this again. I've made a lot of advancement here. I am working in Universe B. The last thing I want to do is die and have to relearn math all over again. The last thing I want to do is die and then have to come back and sit through another classroom with a bunch of five-year-olds while I roll my eyes and go, oh my God, I already know about the Trojan Empire. Can't we? I don't want to go through that again. So it's not that I'm afraid of dying. No, I'm not. My issue is I don't want to repeat all of the tedious, mediocre garbage that they call an educational system. That's it. Like, I have made it so far in my educational knowledge. So I'm like, well, if I learn enough, I'll never lose my memories again. So if / when I die, I will come back and I will just remember all of it. Yes, but will your parents be understanding people? God, I will be smarter than them if I can remember, which means I might be able to just surpass them. That might work. That might work. So these, again, this is how I go to sleep every night, is I'm wondering, what if I die? What if I don't die? So I created something called the Anna's Course for Anna in case of an emergency and I do die and I have to come back and do all this bullshit again. So it is the Anna's Course for Anna. And it's great because when I meet people and they're like, wow, I want to be just like you. I want to go on your pilgrimage. How did you do it? Here's the Anna's Course for Anna. And it's nice because I get to see it in action. I get to see how my own course works for other people. It's absolutely wonderful. So I'm looking at Brain to Book, Cyber Convention. I'm looking at everything. And I'm this is Anna Problems. Anna Problems needs to be a topic because this is it right here. This is the kind of stuff they say, just be yourself. Just be myself. Just be myself. I blow people's minds when I'm myself. You don't want me. So now I'm sitting here going, oh, how much do I contain myself? How much do I hide? And in the meantime, I have other real problems. Like, I keep checking my skin to see if it's going to start glowing this gold dusty bits. I feel wings pulling out of my back every now and then. So I'm constantly itching my back and I'm like, are my wings coming out? Yeah, I can feel them. And I'm just like, okay, yep. This is going to be fun. And I got all these other weird problems that are just very unique to me, where I'm going, what if I learn too much and I just materialize and poof, turn into organic energy matter and, you know, my children and my cats are left without me anywhere and I just vanish. These are the kind of things that these are real concerns for me right now. I mean, real concerns. I have in case I disappear without any explanation clause. I have this. Because this is something that's very real for me at this point, that's very, very possible. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know at this point. So in the meantime, rule number one, you cannot stop growing. You are not allowed to stop growing. That is something that you are banned from. It is not an option. You stop growing and you hurt yourself. And that's unethical. So now you're like the violation of the 12 ethics if you try and stop your own growing. So I can't stop my own growing. Meanwhile, based off of the mathematics I'm looking at, my growth rate is accelerating. And this is a real thing. Like, I have my friends, I call them up, I do my sobbing, crying, where I'm like truly terrified of my own intelligence. This is a problem. And then they have these horrible shows called Numbers, where you see this one character in this one episode becoming so intelligent that he can only speak binomial. I've been there. And this is it right here. This is what they don't tell you, is the more intelligent you get, the more your language integrates. The more your language integrates, the more impossible it is for you to communicate with other people unless you master communication. So I'm sitting here going, oh my God, I have to master communication. I am speaking with 5 subconscious mind languages right now, just to articulate myself to you. And I'm translating through those 5 subconscious mind languages, and I'm integrating all 21 academic disciplines vocationally so that you can understand me. But I also have to be mindful over who I'm speaking to and also their ethical perspective. There are 12 ethical perspectives. So that's 5 subconscious mind languages, 12 ethical perspectives, 21 vocational languages, and I'm talking all of them at the same time, integrating all of that into one language called story. When you talk to me, I have to translate everything you say into abstractic, just so I can understand it, which then gets translated over into math so I can understand you. And I had to develop this skill. It took me 3 years to learn all these languages, decode them, translate them. I can't speak Spanish. And that's the weird thing. I can't understand it. I cannot understand modern grammar. Now, this is really interesting. I'm sitting here learning 5 ancient Greek languages. I'm learning Persian, ancient Persian. I'm learning ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, Old Norse, Futhark, and Elder. And I'm learning Irish Gaelic, Old Irish Gaelic. And I'm taking all of these languages into me. And I'm understanding like a lot here. But then I sit down and I look at Latin and I'm going, what is wrong with you? Like, there is something seriously wrong with Latin that just doesn't make any sense in my brain. And guess what? Most of the modern languages are based on it. So I'm really struggling understanding the grammar of, because it's written by a bunch of Trojan morons and it shows. So, and I'm sitting here studying Sumerian and Akkadian, and I'm like, okay, I understand this. I understand. Let's go over to Hittite. I understand Linear B. I'm trying to decode Linear A right now. I'm working on that. And decoding Linear A, which no one has been able to do yet, is far easier for me than figuring out grammatical Latin rules because they make no sense. You're just decoding logical concept. That's all you're doing, is decoding logical law. Which is like my forte, is writing logical law, which is why I'm over in university. So all of this is coming together for me. And the when it comes to the integration sciences, one of the hardest things to really keep yourself in perspective of is balancing the whole thing. So, and this is really, imagine this compass where you have, it's like you've got that ball and you have a plank and you've got a left foot on one side and then your right foot on the other side and you're balancing on the ball on a plank and you have to maintain the alignment and your balance at the same time, except you've got 12 planks, 12 legs, and every single one of them has a chirality that you have to have perfectly poised and balanced in order for you to stay on the ball. And all 12 points have to be equal, aligned, and balanced. That is what I'm doing right now. So I'm looking at these formulas. I'm looking at the abundance formula, and I can see 4. And as soon as I had it, I had 4 pillars. I felt it. I had my 4 pillars, which are my 4 friendships. As soon as I had my 4 friendships in place, boom, boy, did I feel it. And I went, there's a 3. I can feel it. There's a 3. And I couldn't figure out the 3 for a while. I thought it was community. So I did this whole thing looking for community, got it, broke the code, figured that out, was able to reverse engineer community, found out the community is not at all what I wanted. It was a red herring and it was ash fruit. It was actually practicing social skills, had nothing whatsoever to actually do with community. Community was a complete distraction. So I realized it was actually reading, writing, and imagination. Reading, speaking, I should say. It's writing, speaking, and imagination. I am assuming imagination. So now I get that formula together, and lo and behold, here I am doing my podcasts now. This is really convenient because I'm already doing these audio things, but now the audio things that I'm doing are being categorized into these beautiful little podcasts I've got, Philosophical Coffee, and this podcast is not a conspiracy. So this is working out really well for me. I don't have to do anything more than I'm already doing, my podcasts, except instead of sending this over to my BFF, I'm sending it over to you guys. So that's really great. And she's no longer going to be getting bombarded with all of my philosophical weird. You're listening to my philosophical weird. Thank you very much. And I'm putting it over there now for the world to hear all of my weird. And I'm going, wow, I can feel the physics just flowing with that, how I have my output going. I can feel how I'm putting my words out there and I'm speaking. And of course, I'm still writing and I see that. But then I've got my science where I'm putting that out there now. And I'm looking at that going, well, science is getting a lot of traction. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I've got an outlet there. I've got my science. I've got my story, my imagination, my play. And I still have my playground. Now my playground, and this is interesting because what I'm doing is I'm integrating the all of everything that I am. That's what I'm doing. I am integrating the all of everything into one that I am. Now, I know it. I can feel it because the physics says so. I can feel the integration of that force pulling me into one. It's still there, and I've got one more. If this is the key, and it is, it's called the bridge key, by the way. If this is the bridge key that I've been looking for, and it is because I can feel the physics, then I've got the formula. The formula is 4 pillars of friendships, 1 on every corner. 3 I don't know what this is. I have no idea what I would call this yet. I don't have a name for it yet. It's really early, but I've got my output with my communication and my speaking, my podcasts. I've got my output with my writing. And then I've got Anna's Playground, which is the Expo Cyber Convention, weird Anna's Playground. I don't know, but I feel like that is it next. There's something about that. I can feel it. And as I speak the words, I can feel the magian just boil up in my chest. And I'm going, yep, that's definitely flowing the physics, which means I'm speaking something right. I'm speaking something true. That's the validation I get from the physics, because when the physics moves, oh, you know you're doing something right. Physics loves to move in truth. Physics can only move in truth. So I'm going, if it's Anna's Playground, the cyber convention, which is ironic because that's what I started 10 years ago, which means I had a piece of the formula right 10 years ago. It's the piece that's always been there, brain to book, cyber convention. Only this time it's going to be Anna Land, cyber convention, where you come in and you experience my really weird ass universe. Pre-Universe B, of course. I'm not giving you guys that you are not ready for Universe B. You haven't even cleaned up Universe A yet. So I get all that set. I've got the reading. I've got the writing that I put out there for the readers. I've got the podcast that I'm putting out there for the listeners. And now I've got the playground for the doers. And I'm going, mathematically, it adds up. I can feel it. The physics is flowing, which means I found the bridge key. I found the bridge key. And I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel the bridge key. I can feel this podcast is not a conspiracy being turned into a live action Dungeons and Dragons game. Only we're not going to call it a Dungeons and Dragons game because they have all of these things called licensing and rights that get in my way. So it will never be called a Dungeons and Dragons game. It will be called an IRL RPG and something else. It's Anna Land. It is. It's Anna Land. It's a real life Holy Grail quest. It's going to be amazing. I call it the Usea Journey Pilgrimage. So that you can actually get into this and become a knight at the round table. And it's real. We have round tables. It's amazing. It really is. And I've got my tavern. I've got my tavern. I have my wandering wench tavern. So I can see it all coming together. It's really beautiful how it's all coming together. And I'm going, yes, this is it. This is definitely it. Are you sure this is it? This is it. So I've got an expo, a playground expo for adults. And what I've done is I've taken science and I put it to work in play. So you can play with science. And what's beautiful is there's something about this, my four friends, my three weird ass things that I've built. And there's something, I feel that clicking. It feels like I got this, I need my Indiana Jones music. Like, start that up for me. And I can feel it where I just take this weird key thing and I put it in this ancient Egyptian thing. And then I turn this little knob thing and there's this great grinding and then the tomb slides open. And okay, we might step back just a little bit with torches and we all might just like put our hands on our throats, worried that there's going to be like this thing, poison darts, spiders. What do you think? And then the door opens. And of course it's booby trapped. Of course it's booby trapped. Come on. Kakia is like all over the place here. And now we got to get through this booby trap to the other side. And suddenly I'm looking at things like Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and that makes a whole lot more sense now. So that's it really, is I can feel the bridge key. I can feel it. I can feel the bridge key. So I'm going to go to sleep tonight, and tomorrow I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to do the whole thing again going, it's the next adventure. It's the next adventure, guys. We're on the next chapter. I can feel it. And this bridge key is going to open something up. And I don't know what it is because my husband has a sense of humor and it's a surprise. So I have no idea where this is going. But this is it really. Is it's going to open up and I don't know. So we will just have to wait and find out.